And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Morning, Michelle.
Morning, Brandy. Morning, Vossie.
Ricky's punishment. What's it? Well, will we know it today?
Yeah, we will know it today. It's not official yet. We talk about leaks at the West Tigers. The NRL doesn't do a bad job either. They have, well, it's out there that it's around 20 grand. He'll cop that fine and then be suspended for a game. Guys, I'm pretty familiar with the backstory. It's no secret. I know Ricky Stewart personally, and I know how passionate he is. And look, he is a dad first, very protective of his kids. He did get this wrong. Wrong platform, wrong time. You know, he let his emotions sort of get away with him. You know, you can't sugarcoat any of that. And I think, though, that we'd all be pretty naive to think there isn't more to this. It's not just about an incident that happened years ago with a couple of kids. It goes a lot deeper. But Ricky's chosen not to go into detail with that. And unfortunately, what comes with that will be the fact that everybody sort of, you know, has an opinion and thinks the way they're going to think. So he's going to have to suck it up, cop the 20 grand if it's 20 grand. And obviously the suspension, which is, you know, it's going to really hurt the Canberra Raiders. They're desperate to win every game, I suppose, between now and the end of the season, to be there at the business end. So that's that's my thoughts on the situation at the Canberra Raiders at the moment.
Mm. Does it get just on a coach's suspension? Because it's not something that happens that often, is it? We get a coach being suspended. Does that mean he does not go near the place for the week, or what?
Well, these are the details that obviously the NRL is going to have to release today. That's what happens when there's leaks. You just get little dribs and drabs of what the situation is. So we expect to hear the NRL to come out and, you know, whether he'll even be allowed to attend the game. Obviously, it won't be, you'd expect, not in and around the coach's box, the sideline, or anywhere near the footy. He'll have to be a spectator. And knowing Ricky, that'd kill him. So he's probably better off sitting at home in the lounge room.
We have it in junior rugby league, don't we? Where, you know, coaches can get suspended if they say something, they then get removed from, I think they can turn up at the ground but have no physical contact with the team. Anyway, that's another issue. Now, This is big. This show got a mention at Graham Annesley's weekly briefing yesterday, Shell.
Yeah, absolutely. Brandy, nobody could accuse you whatsoever of sitting on the fence with a hip drop tackle and where it originated from. And our own Cameron Smith, he had his views as well, very vocal. But the man who should have known more about the hip drop tackle, of course, is Graham Annesley. And at yesterday's regular briefing, SEN's Alyssa Apps asked Graham where he stood with the game's most controversial tackle and is the Storm to blame. Let's have a listen.
Cameron Smith and Brandy Alexander have been at a bit of loggerheads about the tackles that we've seen coming into the game have come through the Melbourne Storm. Do you see more of the Melbourne Storm than any other decision?
You know, people are entitled to their own opinions. All I can tell you is that we deal with incidents, not teams. The charges that are laid, the incidents that are reviewed, are across all teams. There's not a match that goes by where incidents aren't reviewed. Doesn't mean that there'll always be charges. But the colour of jerseys and the teams involved plays no part whatsoever in whether a player is determined to have breached our rules or not.
So, Jalissa had the...
The second bit was boring, but the first bit was very good. Very good, the first bit.
Wishy-washy. Oh, Jalissa had the guts to ask the question, and it was, The response was soft.
I'm going to put Jalissa on the payroll of the breakfast program that every week she throws a bit of something out of there. Gary of Newtown said this morning that there was about on SEN, you know, she could bring something into Annesley's report every week. Could work.
Good work.
And Australia's final gold at Birmingham was the hockey gold medal. We are a champion team. Talk about emphatic. The definition of
this
an emphatic game, the result.
Absolute showstopper for the last gold medal. 7-0 over India, Australia's 7th straight games gold. So for the 7th time from the 7th attempt, the Kookaburras have been named the men's champions. And this time around, guys, they were completely dominant. It was basically all over at halftime. Possibly we could even have said 15 minutes before that they had it all wrapped up. It was one of the most one-sided affairs in games history. And they even had a late goal denied controversially, which would have seen them match an 8-0 demolition of India in Delhi 12 years ago. So 67 gold overall, and that medal was the 1,001st at the games in games history. Fantastic.
Great stuff, Michelle.
Yeah, it's a very good first report, Michelle. You've got to be happy with that.
Great. Thanks, guys. See you in an hour.
See you soon.
That's it. That's it. Now, look, the stacks of texts. I don't know how we're going to get through all these this morning. It's just lit up again this morning. This one from Joshua with four rounds to go. Should Canberra just send Ricky to Bali to let him cool down after the awful season Canberra have had? Well, they haven't had an awful season. They can still make the finals.
Yeah,
Joshua,
they can.
Have a look at the draw.
Well, they can, yes. You know who they play? Newcastle, Manly, Tigers.
Yeah.
Dragons, Newcastle, Manly, Tigers. So that's all those sides sitting below them. That would get, if they can win four games, that gets them to 30 points, Vossi. And, gee, the South Broncos and Roosters runs home are much tougher than what the Raiders are facing. So, yeah, they are still in it.
Yeah, and this one sounds like Brandy is worried Parramatta are going to keep spanking the Panthers if Papalihi stays. Hey, hashtag breaking tackles, again. Breaking contracts. Insert Bozza laugh.
got nothing to do with it.
People are picking you, aren't they? They got you now. They've got you.
Vossi, my local RSL has a virtual roulette wheel, so let's dial that into the bunker. Save some cost.
the roulette, that'd be good. Gamble
responsibly. Spin that wheel, brother. Spin the wheel.
Sin bin, send off, or just on report. We will take a break at 7:07. Might get Tom Petrosky's thoughts in a moment. Maybe we won't. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 11:70 a.m. in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.